Penguin Random House Audio presents The New Me. This is the author, Hallie Butler. For Jersey. Chapter 1. It's winter in Chicago. In the windowless back offices of a designer furniture showroom, women stand in a circle stuffed into ill-fitting black jeans, gray jeans, olive jeans, the ass cloth sagging 1 inch, 2, below where the cheeks meet. They don't notice this on themselves, but they notice it on each other. They wear cheap suede ankle boots and incomprehensible furry vests that flap against them as they talk, pushing their voices out an octave too high. Lotioned, soft, gummy hands gesturing wildly. One of them wears a topknot. Another checks her pedometer. Edwin McCain's I'll Be plays in the background. They're allowed to choose their own music. They shift between subjects with a rapid ease, words spilling out of their mouths. One of them is explaining something from her real non-work life, something about returning something she bought online. The frustration and indignity of the experience. The one in the top knot and a tunic looks down and laughs. Oh my God, you guys, look at me, I'm such a hipster. Another smiles, barely containing her disgust, and says, no, you look cute, with her words, and oh my God, shut the fuck up, with her eyes. One of them leans over her immersion-blended meal, laughs with strain, and says, referring to a chandelier on the showroom floor, where I come from, you can get a house for $20,000. A glob of green puree hangs from the fuzz on her mohair sweater, right by the boob.